We have talked on occasion about merchandising rights and protecting the university's brand, and this is a wonderful situation when it comes to business and among other things, but there's also some bad and the ugly that goes with it too. And if you could kind of recap what's happening regarding Johnny Manziel in that regards.
Well, the NCAA is very specific that an institution or an individual or a third party cannot profit from the likeness or the exact image of a student athlete. So we have some instances where we've had some retailers attempt to produce and then sell Johnny Football merchandise. So we are very aggressive in not only protecting the institution, but also protecting Johnny Manziel and his family, their current and future rights as well. We are very closely watching entities that attempt to use Johnny Football, and we sent out 8 cease and desist letters over the last couple of weeks, working on in conjunction with the Manziel family. It's something that we take very seriously, just like we do with the 12th Man mark or any of our other trademarks. And so Aggies are our best brand ambassadors. They alert us of these situations, but it's very important that if anyone sees any infringements or potential infringements, to let us know for the benefit of Texas A&M, but then also for the benefit of the student athlete.
And can the university provide that kind of guidance to the family without getting into NCAA problems?
Well, we're working through that process now, Bill, and it's a situation where we're working directly with the Manziel family. They have retained legal counsel, but obviously there's instances where the institution, Texas A&M's marks, may be used in conjunction or references to Texas A&M, either overt or more subliminally. So we have to work together in tandem with that situation, and we take each case on a case-by-case basis.
There's a reference in an ESPN blog that someone outside the Manziel family has at least attempted to trademark the Johnny Football nickname. Is that part of the guidance that the family's being given?
Well, there's I'm not going to address specific instances and who's doing what, but Texas A&M, we strongly and aggressively protect our trademarks. Everyone knows about our measures that we take with the 12th man, and we'll certainly be very aggressive in protecting our student athletes and their images and likeness, not only for the institution's sakes, but also for theirs as well.
Can you walk us through the process of how the university and Adidas decides on jerseys and jersey numbers and how number 2 now gets incorporated into the formula?
This is a very special case. In fact, typically we will submit to Adidas many months in advance, January or February before the season starts, of some specific numbers that may have a retail appeal, and they will produce most of the product is produced has a long lead time, produced overseas, and it all depends on the retailers and which numbers they want to take a risk on to put in the marketplace of which numbers. Typically for Texas A&M, we always have number 1 and then number 12, given the tie to the 12th man. But the rise of Johnny Manziel has certainly changed the paradigm. And we've worked with Adidas so we could get initially a t-shirt jersey in the marketplace that has Texas A&M on it with the number 2. And most recently, we've been able to work with them to get a number 2 replica jersey that looks just like the jerseys that the Aggies wear on Saturdays, but to have that come into the marketplace next week, which will be right before our last 2 home games.
Not a better time.
Indeed. It's an exciting time for Texas A&M, and it's one thing to be on the national stage each and every week as part of the Southeastern Conference, but to also have a student athlete like Johnny Manziel, very exciting, and there's a lot of attention on Texas A&M, Johnny Manziel playing Alabama from coast to coast this weekend.
And how has all this accelerated the revenue that A&M receives from merchandise, maybe specifically football, but overall as well?
Over the last 3 months, the first quarter of the year in the licensing world, we're again looking at double-digit growth for the year. Your quarters don't necessarily line up because of long lead times for production, but the demand is still very, very strong, and particularly as the excitement has continued throughout the football season.
And for those who are not familiar, where does the A&M share of revenue from these types of sales go towards?
What our foremost priority is to invest back in the brand. And we do that first and foremost. We provide scholarships to the Corps of Cadets and then also provide maintenance funds for the Bonfire Memorial. Then the rest of those revenues are split. 65% goes to athletics, 35% goes back to the institution. And that allows us to work on specific branding initiatives or funds to go that were used for the SEC transition, for example.